I create boxes, and then I try to escape them. This is the Absolute Philosopher, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing and the University of Philosophy here in Campo, California. I create boxes, and then I try to escape them. Now, why would anyone create boxes and then try to escape them? Seems kind of silly, doesn't it? Why anyone would create boxes and then try to escape from the boxes. But we do. What are these boxes? Well, these boxes are saying that we are not absolute, that we are not the allness of the universe, that we are not the creator of every experience that we have in our life, that as absolute, we are all and everyone is all, and we are one as all and one as everyone. We are every experience that ever took place, ever will take place. We are the completion, and we are the beginning and the end, of which there is no beginning and no end. We are the allness. Now, those things sound quite exciting and quite quite interesting, but quite stupid, too. How could that be? Now, we create those boxes. And in creating those boxes, we think we're so smart. We think we're so wonderful. And really, in a way, we are. I create the box that says, I am the all. You are the all. We are the all. The all is everything and everybody. And if that's the case, then why am I surprised at any experience that comes along in my life? Why am I surprised at anything that I am learning to do, that it has not already been done, and that it is not new, and it is a continuing experience, a continuing expression of all that is utterly fantastic? Why do I not recognize that? Why is that? Well, the reason is that I think of it as something that limits me. I think of it as something that tells me there are things I can do and things that I cannot do. And because I think of things as telling me of something I cannot do, there is a rebellion within me, which is a real and honest and a forthright rebellion, that says, I've been there, I know that. And this is a box. The rebellion is a box. We call it rebellion, that we want to express what we are and be what we are and do what we are. We want to know the dynamics of this being that we call ourselves. And yet, we say that we are not the being that we say we are. We are not the allness. And we tell ourselves that when we speak our word and say, I know that I know that I know, that we don't really know. We tell ourselves that whatever thoughts go through our mind, these are not our real thoughts. These are not the thoughts that are important to us. These are not the thoughts that we are living by, and they are. Every thought that goes through our mind is a thought that we are living by. And we can have the upper level, if you will, of the thoughts that we are living by, or the lower level. And the upper level are the unlimited thoughts. The lower level are the limited thoughts. Now, what is a limited thought? What is a limited thought that we think? What is a limited thought that we place in our consciousness? A limited thought that we place in our consciousness is that there is something that we do not know. Let's just play with that for a while. That's a box that we put ourselves in. We say, I do not know something. And we're the allness. We're the isness. We have in us all of the mind there is. And just if you were to think that God is something outside of you, or divine is something outside of you, the absolute is something outside of you, then you are one as that absolute. I am one as the absolute. I am one as the divine. I am one as the God. And our difficulty comes in getting rid of the old thought that says, I am not one. Getting rid of the old thought that says, I do not know everything. And you see, these are thoughts that we've had for so long, thoughts that we've lived by for so long, and these are thoughts that have gotten us nowhere and never will get us anywhere. They'll just keep us in a limited attitude of mind. They'll keep us in a limited consciousness. And if this is what we want, then go for it. However, it is not what a master would want. It is not what Absolute wants for itself. If you can say absolute wants something for itself. It is not absolute being itself. I think that's a better way to say it. It is not absolute being itself. Absolute being itself includes all that is. And there is nothing outside of what absolute is. And you and I are absolute. We are all that is. But we tell ourselves we are not. And because we tell ourselves we're not, then we are not enjoying all that we could and all that we are. And now is the time to start telling ourselves that we are all that is and all that are. And by telling ourselves this, we are planting a new seed. A little child doesn't understand mathematics when you start out, but as you help him to know that he knows it all already, and he's just revealing it to himself, I got that now. I got that now. How often have they said, I got that now, I understand now. And how could they get it and understand it when it was not something that belonged to them? They got it and understood it because it is something. They always knew. They had merely been expected by society not to know that. Our society expects us not to know philosophy. They expect us not to know grammar, mathematics, science. We're expected to learn it in school, or learn it through trial and error, or learn it through books, however we learn it. But we do not have it within us. We have to learn it from on the outside. And as long as we go through that philosophical concept that we learn it on the outside, then we will always have to learn it on the outside. The moment we stop keeping ourselves in this box and then trying to escape it all the time, the moment we stop that and we realize that we are all, there is no box. There is nothing to contain us. We are uncontainable because we're the allness, the isness. We are not containable. There can be no box except a self-created box. A box that says we are limited and that the world says we're limited. In fact, this is what the world teaches to children from the get-go. It says, you don't know. When you're older, I'll tell you these things. When you're older, I'll tell you about quantum physics. Oh! When you're younger, the younger you tell a person about these very esoteric type things, these very detailed and wonderful concepts, the better they'll understand it. Because that's when the mind has not yet said, I don't know. The mind is revealing to itself all that it is. And as the mind reveals to itself all that it is, all boxes cease to exist. Ours is to create ourself and our world free of these boxes, free of all containment, free of all thoughts and ideas that would say that we are limited, free of all boxes that we have created ourselves, and be the unlimited allness that we are. Be the unlimited allness that we are. It's exciting, and it's wonderful, but it is something that each of us has to do ourselves. Yes, if parents were wise enough to respect the fact that they know it all, and that their children already know it all, and they're merely revealing what they know, then they would teach him from a different point of view. They would teach him from the point of view that they already know all these things and are all these things. And it's kind of wonderful. What is it that you would like for yourself? What is it you would like to have in your life, in your world, that you think is so wonderful and so positive and so good and so outstandingly fulfilling in every way? And that is to be the allness that you are. You don't even understand what the allness is? Yeah, that's true. We don't understand what the allness is because we have not even contemplated the fact that it is our reality. When we contemplate, when we think about, when we consider, when we start embracing the concept that we are the allness, then truly miracles take place in a way that we never dreamed possible. Miracles begin to reveal themselves in our life, and we feel so super, so fantastic, so fulfilled, so glorious, that life is indeed a wonderful, magnificent experience. It is time for us now to take these boxes we have created and just break them apart. Take whatever the box is constructed of and go poof, and it is gone. And then realize that we are the allness. And we had taken our awareness of allness and put it in a box and said we weren't, but we always are. Because the allness is around us, in us, through us. The allness is all that we can be. And when we know that we're the allness, wow, is life great. And that's just the way it should be. Think about that. I create boxes and then I try to escape them. Right now, I release myself from all thought of limitation and I include myself in the allness right now. Have a wonderful day, you all people. I love you. I love you. I love you.